Okay, is it recording? I can't even tell. Yeah? Okay, awesome. Okay, today we're going to talk about Menuchat HaNefesh and mindfulness and kind of how they're connected and related and how this is something that Judaism has kind of instilled in us for forever. You know, mindfulness has been like a big thing the past few years and probably even bigger now. But it's really just, it all stems back to Jewish sources. So let's just get into what is mindfulness exactly. So mindfulness, according to Dr. Kabat-Zinn, is the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. And Headspace, which is a great meditation app, says its definition is mindfulness is the quality of being present and fully engaged with whatever we're doing at the moment, free from distraction or judgment, and aware of our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. So basically, mindfulness is just being fully present in the moment, not being distracted about or thinking about, you know, like things in the past or worried about the future, but it's just being present in this year, being present wherever, and not letting your not letting yourself wander, just being in the moment. So Menuchat HaNefesh is a term that I've recently learned about. It's a mida, and similar to mindfulness, which is a skill that can be learned, Menuchat HaNefesh is also a skill and something to work on. So I got a lot of these ideas and these sources from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg from Florida. So keep in mind that most of this is not from me. So he says, we're going to start in the middle of the first line. He says, Menuchat HaNefesh hi mala chashuva me'od. Kevan shebal Menuchat HaNefesh hu tamid ragua v'chol ma'asav na'asim b'seder u'b'shalva. Somebody that has Menuchat HaNefesh, someone that has worked on this mida, is somebody that is tranquil, is lives with serenity, lives with peace of mind, isn't worried about the things that are going on in the past or the future, but he's present and he's ragua, he's calm. And Rav Chaim Friedlander continues that Aval eno hafrachit la'aliya ha'adam b'madriga avod Hashem, ulam ha'emet shemenucha ha'nefesh hi mala hafrachit v'yisodit, sheba'a teluya kol ha'atzlacha shal adam. He's not saying that Menuchat HaNefesh is just a nice mida to have. He's saying that it's yisodit, it's foundational. It's you need it to live life fully. To live life fully is to live life with Menuchat HaNefesh, which means to live life mindfully. To be present in the moment and not worry about, and when, while you're doing what you're doing to, oh, sorry, I just got distracted by the chat. Okay. Can everybody hear me okay? Say no if you can't, but okay, I'm assuming we're good. Oh my goodness, it's just his wine cans. I didn't see the, who's here? It's so nice.
You're a mindfulness.
What?
You said mindfulness. Don't pay attention to us.
You're right. We're back on track. I got distracted. See, that's what happens when you're not in the moment. Okay. So Refine Freelander talks about what's the opposite of mindfulness. And he says he calls it Bilbul Hadat, which is confusion of the mind or chaos. And he describes it as Adam mivuhal mivubal osa et kol ma'asav b'irbuva. Kasher ba laso pula misuyemet miyad mitrotitso b'rosho machshavot legabe ma shetzirif laso ba'atid o ma shekvar asa ba'avar. Ve'inenu misugal lihitrakez b'ma shemutal alav laso b'hova. V'lachin ino yachol laso shum davar b'shleimut. Somebody that is that does not have Menuchat HaNefesh, or actually the opposite, someone with Bilbul Hadat, is somebody that's, his mind is very fragmented. He's constantly trying to do a million things at once, multitasking. And because of that, he's not able to do anything that he's doing good because he's constantly thinking about all the other things that are happening. and always on to the next task and what he has to do next, or regretting something that he did in the past. So how does one attain menucha nefesh? And in the next paragraph, he says, Al adam machshov sheyish lo et hasha hazu bilvad, ki b'chol sha'a yish tafkid hamichad l'sha haza, u'l'sha haba kvar yish tafkid chadash. That in order to achieve this serenity and tranquility, a person should be thinking about what is going on in this hour. He should think about this present moment that he's in. Because in each moment, there's potential, there's an opportunity, there's something specific to be done at that time, and that moment's going to be over, and that time is going to be lost, and then there's going to be a new moment. So I like this quote that I found. I don't know who said it, I'm sorry, but it says, if you worry about what might be and wonder what might have been, you ignore what is. And I think that just kind of nicely summarizes Menuchat HaNefesh. So it's very clear from the spectrum of sources that Menuchat HaNefesh and mindfulness and being mindful is like very critical to being a Jew. So Pasuk in Devarim says, Tamim tiya im Hashem elkecha. Be wholehearted with Hashem. And Rashi says, Hitalechimo b'tmimut. Walk with him with wholeheartedness, for lack of a better word. Utsapelo and hope to him. Velo tefakur achara tidot. Don't delve into, don't investigate, don't worry about the future. El kol ma shevo alacha kabal b'tmimut. That anything that comes your way, accept with wholeheartedness, with acceptance. Va'az tiya imo ulchalko, and then you're able to be with him and with and in his portion. So that's this whole idea of paying attention, being attuned, and knowing that everything that comes your way and in every moment, it's all from God. And with that mindset, and attitude, you can connect much better and really be connect to yourself as well. So Rav Moshe Chaim Litzvato, also known as the Ramchal, also talks about this in his famous book, Mesilat Yesharim, Sefer. And he goes through a bunch of midot, and the first midah that he goes through is midah hazihiru, which is watchfulness, but it's also mindfulness in a sense. And he describes it that, I'm just going to do this outside because I don't want to lose time, but he talks about how a person can't go through life by rote. A person has to constantly, and this is like a very high madriga, and I'm not saying that I'm on this level or okay, hopefully one day, but that you have to be able to, that a person should be constantly reflecting and thinking about their actions, whether it was good or whether it was bad. And if they don't do this, if they're not pausing, and if they're not collecting their thoughts and reflecting, they're no different than a blind person that doesn't see his way. And he says that, like, this is something that Yirmiyahu was saying, like, what was wrong with that? If you keep going down to the second paragraph, that he says that Bnei Yisrael went along. Mimas, they did their masayam, beli sheisimu lev lirot mahim halasot im lazov. They did their actions without paying attention to see whether should they continue doing what they're doing, should they leave what they're doing. They didn't pause. They weren't mindful at all. The key word there is simu lev. They weren't paying attention. And this is like the strategy of the Yetzer Hara, to constantly bombard us and keep our minds fragmented and all over the place and in confusion and chaos, and to constantly keep us, you know, busy and doing things, because it doesn't want us to stop and pause for a moment and think like, oh, is this, should I be eating this piece of cake, or should I say this piece of Lashon Hara? No, it's just like, go, do, don't stop, don't pause. And therefore, the antidote to the Yetzer Hara, the way to combat that, is to live with Menuchat HaNefesh, to live in the moment and to pause and to be able to reflect. So a really great pasuk. I mean, oh, they're all great psukim, but I heard this also from Rev Ephraim Goldberg, and I really, really, I thought it was brilliant. But it said, so the Pasuk in Shmos says, when Hashem's telling Moshe to come up to the mountain and to receive the Luchot, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ale el Hahara ve'yesham. Ve'tnei lecha lucha aven v'ator v'amitzvah asher katavti lehoratam, sorry. So Hashem says, come up to the mountain ve'yesham, and be there. So what's the redundant word of ve'yesham? So Rashi says that it's... that Moshe is going to be there for 40 days. So it's like, pack up a bag, you're going to be there for a while. But Rav Goldberg, I think he was quote, he said, it's like, it's a Hasidish avort, but he says that don't just come up to the mountain, but be there, be present with Hashem. Like Moshe, out of all people, is probably the busiest man in those times, dealing with all Bnei Yisrael and has the burden of them on his shoulders. And Hashem saying like, come up to the mountain and be with me, be present, experience it. Don't worry about what you have to do when you get back. Don't worry about something that you said to somebody else. When you come to the mountain, just vayesham, be there. And that's a huge lesson for us also. Like I know, at least for myself, like when I can easily tell when I'm talking to somebody, if they're not listening, if they're not there, if their mind's somewhere else, it's obvious. And it's also obvious when they are paying attention, and the difference is crazy. And when you're able to live with that mindset of experiencing and being present in what you're doing, whether it's talking to a friend or eating dinner with your family or just eating anything, honestly, mindful eating is like a huge thing, or davening or anything that you're doing, even just like going to the grocery store, biking, if you're able to be present in what you're doing, it changes the experience and makes it much more meaningful. And this idea is also found in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where we're told that Hashem judges a person according to his deeds at that time. So, yes, of course, you know, you have to do tshuva, and you have to be looking to how to be better. But a crucial thing that we can't forget is that Hashem judges us as we are right now in this moment. And if we remember that, and if we're able to pause and think, like, who do I want to be right now? Even like here, Hurei Tshuva, even just thoughts of Tshuva can like change a decree. Like we see with this Gemara Rosh Hashanah was quoting by Yishmael. It was using that as the proof where Hashem saved Yishmael because in that time he was a tzaddik. And even though he was going to do horrible things later on, in that moment, he was righteous, and therefore Hashem saved him. And there's another Gemara in Kedushin that also has the same idea of Hirhuri Tshuva. And in that moment, if this is who you want to be, then, you know, the options are endless. It's all about taking the potential in each moment. And the only way to do that is if you're mindful and attuned and focused. So the before Shema, we say in the bracha before Ava Rabba, I think, we say, Hamachadish betuva b'chol yom tamin ma'asa bereshis. That in his goodness, Hashem renews constantly the work of creation. And this is a more like Kabbalistic idea. And I saw this, Rabbi Dr. Benji Epstein has a great book, and it's called Living in the Presence. And it's all about Jewish mindfulness and Menucha HaNefesh and Yeshuva Da'at. And it's, and he talks about this idea that Hashem feeds into creation existence at each moment. So at every single moment, Hashem is allowing that to be created. I don't fully understand it. It's kind of above my head, but it's this idea that Hashem is creating each moment and continues to keep creation into existence. And I think that also explains why if in the underline it says kamor, like the pasuk lo se'orim gedolim, that he makes the luminaries is it's in the hovah, And it's the present tense. And same with the end of the end with the breath at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer Me'oro. That's also in Hovah, which just continues the idea that everything, that it's constant. Sorry, I'm just getting distracted. Okay. If we're able to tune into the moment and be mindful, then we're able to pay attention to, okay, if we're able to tune in and understand that this is what Hashem is, like Hashem is putting this moment into creation, we can ask ourselves, okay, like right now, this moment, I have some taffy, there's a purpose, or else it wouldn't be around. And if we can tap into that, then we could be doing great things. And this is also know, seen in when Hillel says in Pirkei Avot, he says, "Imin ani li mili ukshani la'asimani bimlo achshav imatai." So, if not now, when? And I think that just there's many explanations you could give to this, but one explanation is, if not right now, you're not going to have this moment again. So pay attention to the moment that you're in, or to whatever you're doing at this time. And have a mindset of achshav. So I think the most obvious thing that comes to mind when I think of menuchat ha-nefesh and living mindfully and living in the present is Shabbos. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos is a day of like serenity and tranquility, and it's a day like just, you know, before candlelighting, it's all chaos and it's crazy and everybody's rushing and taking a shower, doing the last minute things. And as soon as you light the candles, it's just like, you can't even describe it. It's just perfect. And that's exactly what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day of pausing, of rejuvenating and reflecting. The Pasuk, this, we say this Friday night Kiddush, that V'echa Elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i melachto asher asah, v'yishbot b'yom ha'shvi'i mekom melachto asher asah. So I think the question that Rashi's answering is, it sounds like Hashem finished the work on the seventh day, but did he do work on the seventh day, or he rested on the seventh day? So what is it that he finished the work on the seventh day? What work did he finish? If he technically finished on the sixth day. So the first answer that Rashi gives is about like Hashem's like very exact in his time, and like humans can't calculate it so perfectly, but it seems... sorry, Zoom is so distracting. Okay. So, but the second answer that Rashi gives is that Hashem did create something on the seventh day, and ma hayah olam chaser, what was the world missing? Menucha, rest. Bata menucha. Shabbos came the rest, and kalta v'nigmara melacha. Once the menucha was created, creation was finished. I think I don't know if somebody says this, if this has been said before, but I think the idea, the term menucha nefesh comes from Shabbos itself. We call Shabbos in davening in mincha, we say menucha ava undava. This is describing Shabbos. Menucha emet v'amuna, menucha shalom v'shava v'hashkei v'vetach, menucha shalim v'shata v'teva. Shabbos is a day of love, of truth, of faith, of peace and tranquility. And toward the end, it says, this menucha came from Hashem, and v'al menucha tam yakichu es shemecha. Through our rest, we're able to sanctify God. And that's very true based on everything we've learned so far, that, you know, through being able to pause and not be thinking about what happened, you know, yesterday or the hour before, and not worrying about what's going to be in the future, but just being in the moment and being in, you know, that bubble of Shabbos, we're able to really serve Hashem in a whole different way. And even just Shabbos itself, where even the halachot dictate that it's different, that you can't talk about your weekday matters. It should be as if your work, even if you didn't finish all your work, when you enter Shabbos, it's as if all your work is done. It's just putting you in that mindset that, like, right, you're right here, right now, and you're one with Hashem, you're one with creation. you're able to really tap into the moment of Shabbos. And it for me, it just transforms my life that I know that, you know, I have this like restful time to reflect, to rejuvenate, to connect with Hashem, to connect with my family, with my community, and to try to bring that presence and bring that focusness and attention into my weekday until I can survive to the next Shabbos. Okay, we're just going to skip the next sources, but another aspect in Yiddishkeit that we find this idea is in tefillah. Rav Chaim of Luzhin in the Nefesh HaChaim, he talks about how tefillah seems the same. It seems redundant. We're saying the same, you know, Shmona Esrei over, like, again, every day. It seems very repetitive. But he says, in truth, no two tefillah are the same because you are not the same person that you were when you said the tefillah. The person that you are at Shacharis is different than the person you are at Mincha. Human, like, as people, we're dynamic, we're fluid. We just know even by Corona, like, things change within the days, within the hours. And we have a different mindset and different attitude and different stressors and different things that make us happy that happen throughout the day. And if we're able to pause for a moment and take all that and put that into our tefillah, your tefillah is not the same at all. And the, you know, the same Shmona Esrei, Shachar Shmona Esrei that you said today, it's, or let's say Maariv, for example, the one that you're about to daven now, you're not going to get that one back. So it's about being able to pay attention to that. Yes, you'll have another Maariv the next day, but it's, you're not going to be that same person that you were and able to give over what you can give in that moment. And so the Mishnah in Brachot or the Gemara in Brachot says, I think this is a Mishnah actually, that the Hasidim Rishoni, even before the Baal Shem Tov, before Hasidus was a thing, they would wait an hour before they davened, Kidei Sheikavnu Libam Laavim Shebashamayim, in order to focus their hearts to Hashem. And that's this whole idea to pause, take a moment to reflect. And Kavana in like Rabbi Ari Kaplan in his book, I think it's called Jewish Mindfulness, I think. He talks about how Kavana, really what it's in essence, directed consciousness, I think. Look, one second. He calls it, directed consciousness, meaning you're fully present in the moment. And that's what the whole tefillah is. If we're able to pay attention to the words we're saying, it transforms our lives and it helps us become more whole. And we're living fully. If we're living in the present, if we're living in the moment, we're really living. And in Psukei Dezimra and Ashrei, we conclude, "Va'anachnu nivarechka me'ata v'yad olam haleluka." So, how do we praise Hashem? When do we praise Hashem? Me'ata, from now, v'yad olam, and forever. You know, not to be bogged down by the past, where we have to live in this present moment and continue forward. And then the last dimension that we're going to talk about today is brachot. And this isn't just bracha with food. This is any bracha we make on any mitzvah. Even just thinking about like the whole Pesach Seder, all the mitzvot that we do and on matzah. I mean, this is not just bracha, this is mitzvot. But it's a whole like mindfulness meditation kind of. Because, you know, between eating the matzah and the crunch and the bitter herbs and telling over the story and leaning, like these are all, like if we're paying attention to what we're doing, we can really feel as if we left Mitzrayim. And same thing when you eat an apple. The halachos dictate that you should be present in what you're doing, that you should hold it in your hand, that you should have it ready to be eaten, you should chew and swallow before you talk. I don't know if you've like tried eating something like slowly and like letting the flavor like be in your mouth. It just, the apple tastes so much better than if you would just eat it, you know, quicker. In like Birchot HaShachar, the morning brachot, originally today, like the way we say it is we just say it like before we, like it's our first thing that we do in davening. But it used to be that they, I don't know if they would say the bracha before or after they would do the action. So meaning they would open up their eyes and they would say like, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bokeh Afi Brim. They would get dressed, Malbisha Aramim. They would go through their whole morning routine saying the brachot, because that really puts, that really like helps you focus and pay attention to what you're doing. You know, even just davening regularly, like we all know that if we're not paying attention, you know, we started Shemona Esrei and all of a sudden somehow we're taking 3 steps back. We're like, how did that happen? And that's this whole idea of being present with what we're doing and paying attention. And then I'm going to end with this last pasuk that it says in Devarim, it says, Vata Yisrael ma Hashem elkecha shu'al meimach. So B'nai Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? Ki'im, only, li'irat Hashem elkecha, to fear God, l'alecha b'chod rechav, to walk in all his ways, u'avoto, to love him, v'la'avot et Hashem elkecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha. That sounds like a lot to do. That's not ki'im. Oh, I only want you to love God, fear God, to do all his mitzvot, you know, walk in all his ways. This I heard this idea from one of the Kollel video boards before Shabbos. I remember who said it. And they said, yes, if you just look at that pasuk with that, like with that mindset, that is a lot. And how is that the only thing that God wants from us? But at the beginning of the pasuk is the key word vata, and now. So right now, right in this present moment, what does Hashem want from you? And if we can have that mindset, it's not so daunting anymore. We could say, okay, like to love God, to walk in his ways, what does Hashem want me to do right now? And it's very hard to be in this mindset, but it's a skill and you could practice it. And that's a lot of what meditation is, and it's observing what's happening outside of you, observing what's happening inside of you. And this last quote, which I love by Dr. Kabat-Zinn, is now is always the right time because it is the only time. And the past has happened. The future hasn't happened yet. Right now, the only thing we have right now is the present moment. And if we're able to stop, pause, reflect, and think, we can live, we can actually live instead of just living by rote. Thank you so much for listening. Does anybody have any questions, comments, disagreements? I can't hear you, Mrs. Weinkrantz, for some reason. Let me stop the share.
Mrs. Weinkrantz, you're on mute.
You're not on mute, but I can't hear you. Oh, no.
But I can tell, Shira, that you loved her share because I can see it from your hand expressions. Something super so much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Do you want to type it in the chat? Are you on the phone instead of on a computer?
No, because she has a video camera.
Oh. Oh, no. Why is it not working? You can type it. Hi, Mrs. Lapson.
Hi.
How are you?
My mom was listening the whole time. She was also making dinner, but like multitasking. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to stop the recording.